Tana Rabbanan. Kol Aleinai V'Sama, Al Oznai V'Charsha, Eved Yaitz Ben L'Cheiris. That's Pashas. He says it's still a Chiddush, because wasn't Chayseh Tesayin. He was only Soma Tesayin. He didn't cut off the ear, he only deafened him. So Eved Yaitz Ben L'Cheiris, why? It's not a Mumsha B'Galui. If you make him deaf, it's not a Mumsha B'Galui. So we had Tysus in Bava Kama said two terutzim, either that it's enough that the Eiver is begali, even though the Mum is not begali, and the Rashba here in our sugi says the same teretz, or that being a cherish is considered galui since it affects the function of the person. So either way, that's the hezber in the first din of the brayser, the second din of the brayser. Neged einai veinu raya, neged oznai veinu shemeya, ein ha'eved yaitz ben l'cherish. So exactly what Neged Einoy is and Neged Oznoy, I'm not sure, but it sounds like he made a loud noise that somehow affected the person. The person became deaf, because that's what Gemara asks. So we said you go to Cheirus, Amar Rav Shaman or Rav Ashi. Remember at the Kolol Av Klumu, you said he does not go to Cheirus if he made a loud noise and deafened him. But Tony Rami by Cheskel, Tana Gol Shai Shit Rashi Lavia Klee Sluchis Vitaka by Vishav Rai Vishalim Nezek Shalim. If a Tana Gol sticks its head into a Klee Sluchis, the Gemara there says it's talking that there's food in the Klee Sluchis. So therefore, the Tana Gol sticking in his head is Regel, the normal Mishal Nezek Shalim. Stamazai, a Tana Gol sticks its head into an empty Kali would be Karen, would be Chatzin Nezek. Vitaka by Vishav Rai Vishalim Nezek Shalim. So we see that the sound that the Tarnagel makes is considered mazik. Barmi Beisif Ami Be Rav Sus Shatzonach Chamar Shenar Shabu Kelim Betech Abayis Sham Chatzin Nezek. That's a considered tsarayris, and it pays Chatzin Nezek. Damage done by a sound is considered tsarayris. It pays Chatzin Nezek. A minute ago we said Nezek Shalay. So Rashi says the previous member is Sumchis, who holds Tzereris based Nezek Shalim, and this member is the Chacham who say Chatzin Nezek. We see that when you do something by sound, there's a Chiyuv Tashlumin. It's considered a Maisa B'Yadayim, it's not considered a Gairim, it's considered that you did it Mamish. So if you deafen an Eved by making noise, it should be the same din. Amalei Shani Adam, the Kivin the Baidasu, Iyu Mavis Nashe. I'm not sure how to explain this medically, but somehow a human being, since he's a baradas, he somehow causes it himself. Sounds like if he wouldn't be paying attention to the sound, it wouldn't deafen him. But because he's paying attention to it, it's mavis him, that aids in his becoming deaf. Yeah, but here we're talking about the hezek. I don't know, Metzius. There's a certain level of noise that damages a person's hearing. If a person's sleeping, and that loud noise comes, he's not paying attention to it. It seems from this Gemara that it would affect him less. It seems that the more you pay attention to it, the more it affects you. To the Tanya, I'm Abbasus Chaver, Potter Din Yazm, Chayb Din Ishamay. But how does that damage the eardrum? It's hard to understand. What? It seems that that somehow has an effect on causing the hezek. I don't know.
In our cases, the noise itself, you go to a chasna, the very loud music, it will damage your ear.
Some people who are sensitive will damage their ears, but this Gemara is saying there's a difference if you pay attention to it. If you don't,
that's not the difference. He's startled. Why is he not being startled on actual consistent loud noise?
But being startled doesn't make a person deaf.
It could.
Okay, that's the Gemara saying. It could. Okay.
That's what we're saying, that it could do that, and if it does, it's a bad
rule. Okay. Nice. It's not a question of fault. It's a question of he did it himself. It's not. It's more of a groan, right? Okay. So talk about the chasher pata. What?
I went in and I did
some of
the first one.
So it's a grama. So grama is pata. Gairim, I'm a pot. I'm pot. That's what it says. To the Tanya, Mavis is chaver pata b'diriyad mechayv diri shemayim. Okay, it's that. Taka ba'aznei v'char shei pater. If you scream at someone's ears and make him deaf, you're a gairim, you're pater. Achzeyu v'taka ba'aznei v'char shei chayim. What does that mean? Can we touch anybody? Achzeyu? Anybody work it out? What does it mean? You just held him tight and you screamed in his ears, so he came right away? You paid him you pulled him closer? You forced him to pay attention. He could have not paid attention. I did it with my car in both cases. In one case I grabbed him. Now if grabbing him means I pulled him closer to me, I understand it. Made it louder. And when I grab him,
is that the sim that you actually did with your call? Set the time to go broke the glass or it's cold. So you grab him and you broke the ear tone with your actual call.
And grabbing him had no effect on the on the damage? It's just like a sim.
It's a sim that you went close and you were quiet on.
So I don't know. If Elzeu means I pulled him closer, I could understand it. Because then my pulling him closer would itself cause the hazard. If Elzeu just means, like you're saying, I just held him, then it's a little harder to understand. I held his ear, then... And Rishonim says, Lavdaki held his ear. You hold him by his baguette, I think it said, what did we see in the Rashi was Lashon. You held him by his baguette. It's Lavdaki held his ear. So Avzeo is a chilek in intentions. I'm not sure. You should be marking me. Where do you see enticers that? In the bottom enticers. The place of Yivayelu, but Taki Latibus, the same shine in the next Gemara. Yeah, but he's not saying shine in this Gemara, right? You see, there's a chilek what your intentions are. So if your intention is to make him deaf, there's a chilek if you scream stam, or if you grab him and scream. So just this Nakuda, I want to know pshah. What else is I grab him or I don't grab him? Showing, so for showing it, if I scream, I'm a gairim, I'm potter. If I grab him, then I'm chayiv. What? Well, it could be I'm just screaming, he happens to be in the room, it's not my intention. Because if I grab him, you could see my intention better, but no, then you have to see his intention, then it has to be his intention. What? Yeah, but why am I more chayiv? I'm taka showing that it's my intention to damage him and everything. Why am I more chayiv? But if screaming is only a gairim, so why does grabbing him make him what? Knowing the person leaves. The Rashba's lashon is afagav shiyachol lahatzlas atzma. Doesn't mean that you grabbed so much. I can't run away, just he didn't run away. Chayrin is still only a gairin, no? It could be, like you're saying, there's a grama is potter by mazik. Garmi is chayiv. You should know that for shas. The word grama and the word garmi technically mean the same thing. Grama means I caused it, and Garmi means I caused it. In Shas, we use the word Grama with an Aleph at the end, and Garmi with a Yud at the end, to label Grama are the things that are Potter, B'dinei Adam, according to the Chacham, the way we pass him, and Garmi are the things that are Chayiv, B'dinei Adam. Certain causings are Potter by Mazik, and certain things are Chayiv.
What's the gather? When is it that when you cause a hezek you potter and you cause a hezek you chayav? So according to many rishayim, you need two conditions to be gami. One, it has to be bari hezekah. It has to be for sure that I'm causing the damage to be chayav. And two, it has to be, and the lashon rishayim uses a hezek biyadayim, lashon rush of a kama. You have to be mazik biyadayim. You have to do something biyadayim lamashon. Let's say in the case where someone throws a glass keli out of the third floor window and there's a mattress on the floor, it's going to land, it won't break. And I pull away the mattress, and now when the glass falls it breaks. So it's bari hazeka, for sure when I pull it away that's going to break. But it's still only a grama. Why? Because I didn't touch it biyadayim. I didn't do anything biyadayim. I didn't touch the keli biyadayim. I pulled the keli out of the way. I pulled the mattress out of the way and the keli fell. So that case is a grama, because what broke? The glass keli that was falling. I didn't touch that. I pulled away the mattress. Now let's say you would have a similar case. Someone throws something out of the third floor window, and now what I do is I take your keli, which is here, and I put it under. There's something on the way down going to fall. I take your thing and I put it there, and now it's going to break, because the thing that's falling is going to hit your keli, it's going to break it. What is that? What's that? That's garmi. That's bari hazeka. It's for sure going to happen. And it was dumb biyadayim. I took the thing that was damaged, and biyadayim, I put it in the place where it got damaged. So that's garmi. So even though in the at first glance, the two things are the same. What's the difference? I pull away a mattress and your thing falls and breaks. Or if I put something there and the thing falls and breaks. My nafkamina. It's a big nafkamina. Because in one case, it's indirect. I pulled away the mattress, so the nail broke. That's called indirect. In the other case, I took your keli and I put it in a place where something's going to fall and break it. Where it was buried as acres, for sure going to happen. So that's a mazik. The amchayiv b'dinayot. It would seem this ozoi v'toka ba'oznoi that the hezbo would be that toka is potter because it's a grama. I'm only causing the person to deaf it to become deaf by screaming. Mashenkin, if I grab him, now the grabbing has to have something to do with it. I don't know if the grabbing, like you say, to help maybe they can run away or it's hard for him to run away, or that I pull him closer. But the grabbing has something to do with the hezek. So even though if I put the glass where a rock is going to fall, I didn't break the glass. I only caused it to break. But hayayis, I put it there biyadayim, and it was bari hazeka. I'm chayiv. So it would seem that this case of achzoi is a case of garmi. It's a case of a garim, which is chayiv because biyadayim I caused him to be genizik. This would seem to be the mustam that's the pshahi in the gemara. In which case? They all say Shani Yadam, that's his potter, because nice and Levi. So therefore what? Rashi says that if you pay attention to the sound, if the person pays attention to the sound, he's more likely to become deaf than if he ignores it. The Rashi's lashon, I think, is that it's he's yochel ha'atzlah. He could not pay attention. Not if he came. So you caused him to pay attention. So what did you do? You made it more bari hazeka. So you made it more bari hazeka. The other way, it wasn't bari. So you're saying. He said the other way it wasn't bari hazeka, this way it's bari hazeka. Okay, maybe that's the filler. So, okay, if Ochzai causes him to have to pay attention. Right, the din of a grama is that it's chayiv b'dinei shamayim. Even though grama is part of b'dinei adam, it's still chayiv b'dinei shamayim. The person who pulls away the mattress and the keli breaks, we can't be teveya him, we can't take away mishubadim to take away his things. But he's really supposed to pay. Even though he's part of the Adam, he's chayav b'dinei shamayim to klal gadol in halacha, that grama b'nezakin is Potter Bedine Adam and Chai Bedine Shemayim. That's an important klal to know, and that's for certain. There's no machlokes hapais. Memela, the Rishash and the Shar HaMelech ask that if we're going to say that if you scream and cause someone to become deaf, it's a grama. So what we're saying is it's a grama. It's pata bidei adam, the chayav dinei shemayim. Chayav dinei shemayim means you're supposed to pay. In Cain, if you're machrish oisin after, if by screaming the ever becomes deaf, the Gemara says any yitzel chayrus. Correct the Sharam Elef and the Rishash. Why does it say in the Paiskim that lotei sidei shamayim you still have the chiyuv to let him go free? Because Lamaisa, 1 second. Because Lamaisa, Yitaka Pata Bedina Yadam, Chai Bedina Shemayim. So, what does Chai Bedina Shemayim mean? It means that really you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to do it. I once asked Rav Palm what to do. Two people came to me, they had a mamanistic asifsa. They wanted to know that halacha. So, one side said his tviya, the other side said his defense. And I saw it was a case of grama. So, I asked Rav Palm, what do I tell them? They want to know if they should pay, they shouldn't pay. Do I tell them yes or no? So Pam told me that if people come to a Rav, they ask a Shaiva, and if Chai B'dinei Shemayim, it means you have to pay. Chai B'dinei Shemayim doesn't mean it's extra credit. It means you're Chayiv. Chayiv, B'dinei Shemayim, Bezdin can't force you. But you're Chayiv, just like you're Chayiv to light candles Erev Shabbos, you're Chayiv to make Kiddush. Chai B'dinei Shemayim means you must pay. Just the Bezdin can't take away your money from you. So Chai B'dinei Shemayim means that you have to pay. So you tell them, well, you tell them that it's chayiv. Tell them it's chayiv b'dinei shemayim. That's you start getting involved with b'dinei shemayim. If he doesn't know what it means, we're not going to start telling him. Tom told me that I should tell him he has to pay. And I'll be giving to him he has to pay. Chayiv means chayiv. Chayiv b'dinei shemayim means a chayiv. In Cain, by Eved here, it should be the same thing. Taka bezda can't force him to be mishachar as Eved. But it's the lashon they say is how come nobody mentions that it's chayav b'dinei shemayim to be mishachar this eved. And the second kasha is if you hold tefisa helps on chiyuvim that Allah to see the shemayim, which is Rashi Shita and Bava Kama, that tefisa helps that any time somebody has to pay you Allah to see the shemayim and he refuses, if you grab it you're allowed to keep it. In Cain, so what's fair? Every Eved is a typhus ba'atzmai. So if a person screams and he deafens his Eved, so he's a typhus ba'atzmai. These are the two kashas that they ask. Okay, so you want to answer? So first, the Shar HaMelech wants the answer that over here, you can't be mechayiv someone lotei sidei shemayim. Why? Because keneged the fact that you cause them death, which is a reason to free him. On the tzad keneged, there's an isser of loylam ben tavaydu. There's an isser stam as leiti b'mishachrin ed. So in a chinani when it comes to paying money, there's no tzad sheneged. I was goyrin, so lotei sidei shemayim, I have to pay. But by shein ba'ayin, if I caused them to become deaf, I was gairim. What do you mean, lotzi de shemayim ashefriyim? You can't do lotzi de shemayim if you're not strictly obligated to do it. So loylam ben tavaydu, you can't stam as they free him. So the Shar HaMelech is nischarit from this. That the Shar HaMelech says that it's taka, not nistaver. It's nistaver that you could loylam ben tavaydu is only when there's when you're doing it for the Eved's sake. If you're Yom Chuyiv Lotzei Shemayim, so it's more mistava that you could. It stims, I mentioned to you last week, the Ran said that when someone was Meshachar in Eved because he needed a minion, he had 9 people and he didn't have a minion, his Meshachar is Eved. I Kloilam Bem Tavaydu, the Ran learned Pshat in the Gemara, that if you're doing it for your good, there's no issue. If you're doing it for his good to do mitzvah, that's awesome. But if you're doing it for your own good, there's no issue. Say bazai, there's no loy lament avaydu here. So the Shah Melech lives tzarechi and his lives shver with his two kashas. Well, if you hold Tfisa helps by Knas, so you, even if you'll say what you're saying, it won't matter. Because here he's a type of statsman. You mean there's no Din Las Yeshemayim in the first place? Why should that be? What you're saying would depend on something, and I don't think it's true. It would depend on a different akuda, which I don't want to get into. And now we'll talk about it later. But, at the start, the offer is two mahalchim. The second mahalach seems to be more yisaidistic. Each one, of course, is important. So I'll share with you his second mahalach in answering Shamalach Kashas. Because it's an interesting concise. Again, if you mentioned to you many times that different Mefarshim, even different Tanam and Amiram, everyone has his personality in his Sfarim. Ktzais is a Mechadish, it's a big Mechadish. So I'll tell you Ktzais, it's a Chiddush Gadol. That doesn't mean it's not a Stavr, it's a Stavr, but it's still a very big Chiddush. Ktzais is a Simen Peches, Sivkot and Tess. What Ktzais is talking about is nothing, Be'etzem has nothing to do with this Gemara. Ktzais there has an interesting case. We have two people come to Be'etzem, and each one is Maida to the other one. In other words, one person says to the other person, I owe you chitin. I don't owe you sayim. The other one says, no. You owe me sayim, you don't owe me chitin. There's a haidaras baldin kemeya edim on both sides. In other words, one person says, I don't owe you sayim, I do owe you chitin. Now, there's a rule haidaras baldin kemeya edim. When a person says something against himself, he's believed 100%. So what did he say? He said, I do owe you chitin, I don't owe you sirim. So I don't owe you sirim, we don't know if we should believe him. I do owe you chitin, so we believe him. So you have to pay chitin. The other person says, no, you do not owe me chitin. You don't owe me chitin, I'm baita kamei, but you do owe me sirim. But I'm tevei, you the sirim. Question is, if you have Hadar Spaldin Kamei Aiden, he says, I owe you the Chitim. And he says, you don't owe me the Chitim. What do we do with the Torah here on the Chitim? Right? I say I owe it to you, you say you don't owe it to me. So Bezdin has here Meya Aiden that says, I owe it to you. And then he says, I don't owe it to you. So what do you do? So what should be the din? Pashut. What should be the din? Potter. Whoever's toughest is potter. Whoever is holding it, I might say, over right. It's tray to tray. Right? It's like two Adam against two Adam. So we leave status quo. We leave things the way they are. Yeah, may Adam say he owes him chitim. May Adam say he doesn't owe him chitim. So if he doesn't have to pay, he's a mufzik. So he doesn't pay. If the other person is somehow a mufzik, so then he wouldn't have to give it back. Whatever the case would be. That's the aside that he's dealing with, the idea of Haidah against Haidah. He brings Rajba and Gittin, Daf Mem, where an Adoin tells an Eved, I was Meshach for you. And the Eved says, you weren't Meshachar me. So what do you do? Okay, you have to. Adon is Kameya Eden. He says, I freed the Eved. The Eved is Kameya Eden. He says, he never freed me. So what should Blythe? Should Blythe be a Mechayrin or an Eved Kanan? Bechayr let Shiblai. Bechayr is a Teifus Ba'atzmai. Shiblai Bechayr. The Gemara says he remains in Nebuchadnezzar. If the Adon says, you're a Bechayr, I freed you yesterday. And David says, it's not true, it's a lie, you never freed me. Then you have Meir Eidim says he freed him. Meir Eidim didn't free him. The Gemara says he obliged to Never Canaan. You leave the status quo. He was Never Canaan before this fight. He remains a Never Canaan. What? It's a separate question. If other wants, he can free him now. But that's the in the Rashi. Frederick Tzais, when he writes his brother, asked him, why? The evidence is a tougher spot to me. When you have two Eidim against two Eidim, it's not a Vart, we leave status quo the way it was yesterday. The Vart is, HaMaitzi Mechavei Olam Araya. The Muxik wins. So the Eved is a Muxik Ba'atzmai. So the Eved says, it's not true you freed me yesterday. And he says, I did free you. So Beza should say, okay, the Eved is a Typhus Ba'atzmai, so Mimela the Eved will... The Eved is Taifis Ba'atzmai, so then the Eved will be a Ben Chayrin. Should he remain a Ben Chayrin? What? Why is it Chayrin Dov Kamein? An Eved could have a Dov Kamein, why not? You have to realize you're making it worse, not better. Because the Eved Chayrin Dov doesn't count, then only the other Chayrin Dov counts, then you think it should be a Ben Chayrin. No? I'm asking? So if the Eved is taka postal aedis, but Anish is also postal aedis. But anybody, somebody's postal aedis still could say Al-Spaldin. Anisha could say Al-Spaldin. Eved presumably is no worse than Anisha. She could say, but even though Anisha's postal aedis, if Anisha's a Baldin and she says something, she could say Al-Spaldin. Yeah. There's no cheskes avdus because we don't pass the chazaka by trey. We leave things the way they are. We any chazaka to raya is no better than the eidim. There's no when you have two against two when you add a raya to one side it doesn't help because trey kamei. So if you're talking about chazaka being a raya, it's not a raya. If you're talking about leaving things as they are, so that's hamaisim mechaveir el of a raya. So if it's hamaisim mechaveir of a raya, the eved should remain an eved.
He's
a Muslim. He's tough as bars. Why? But he is. His Mitzvah is a Mitzvah of tough as bars. Because there's Mei Eidim that say he's free. If you and I are fighting over a Keli, you say you gave me the Keli. And I say it's your keli, and you say it's mine. So if I grab it, it's mine. Trey. So if you say I'm not an eved, and I say I am an eved, and I grab, so I should be able to hold on to myself.
The eved is claiming that the mass is grabbing on to him. The whole shayla is that he's grabbing on to himself. Can't say that he is. The eved is claiming he's being grabbed on to. He's not donning the shayla.
You understand what you just said? Not because he doesn't want it. That's an interesting question. If he doesn't want it, does it help? It's an interesting shiloh. But what the Ksais answers on this kasha, the Ksais says that it's a mistake to say that the Eved is always a typhus batsmai. That big yisai that everyone knows that Eved is typhus batsmai is not really true. Because really, yad Eved ki yad rabbi. Whatever the Eved is holding, he's holding for his Adai. So if he's an Eved, he's still holding himself for his Adai. Where do you find in Shas, Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi, that an Eved is Teifus Ba'atzmai? He says you find it where? By a Ger that dies. You have a Ger who owns an Eved, and the Ger has no relatives, and he dies. So now the Eved is a Teifus Ba'atzmai, he goes free. The case is a case where there's no Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi. Because he had an Adain, his Adain died. So Yad Eved Ki Yad Hu. There's nobody. So the case in Shas where you find that an Eved is Taifus Ba'atzmai is a case where there's no Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi. Okay. If there's no Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi, it's true. An Eved is Taifus Ba'atzmai. However, in a case where the Eved is still an Eved, Yad Eved is Ki Yad Rabbi, then what does it mean he's holding himself? Even if he's holding himself, his hand is his Adin's hand. Just like if he's holding a Chayfetz. What he's holding is Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi. What he's holding himself is Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi. So if the Tzais, that when you have a Safik, if someone's an Eved or a Ben Chayrin, you have a Safik, trade the trade. That means you have a Safik if Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi. When we're Safik, we have two ways to say he's free, and two ways to say he's an Eved. So we have a Safik if Yad Eved is Yad Rabbi, or if Yad Eved is Yad Atzma. That means we have a suffolk if he's a suffolk if he's a typhus ba'atzmai. You see what he's saying? It's a suffolk, is he a typhus ba'atzmai or isn't he a typhus ba'atzmai? It's not a vaday that he's a typhus ba'atzmai. That itself is a suffolk. Before the Tzais, we thought that every Eved is holding on to himself. And whatever need there will be, being a Bechayr is going to win. Because he's holding on to himself. The Ktzais is telling us it's not true. When the Eved is holding himself, it's the same as if he holds a Metziah in the street. If he's an Eved, he's only holding it for his Adin. So if he's a Safik Eved, so the Safik remains. You can't say he's Taifus Ba'atzmai, so he should be a Ben Chayrin. This which he's holding himself, that's good for the Safik. Is Yad Eved is Kiyad Rabbi? Or is Yad Eved not Kiyad Rabbi? Memeilav. If you go to Ktzais, we have a big chiddush. This you say that every Eved is Taifus Ba'atzmai. 1 minute, it's not everywhere. It's only when there's no Adin. In Cain, what was the Shar Melech Kasha? If someone is Taka Ba'isim Avdai and he made him deaf, he's Chayav Lotzei Sidei Shemayim to free him. Why don't we say the Eved is Taifus Ba'atzmai and he goes free? He's not Taifus Ba'atzmai. Api Dine Adam, he's an Eved. Api Dine Adam, whatever he grabs belongs to the Adai. Since Api Dine Adam, whatever he grabs belongs to the Adai, the fact that he's Taifus Ba'atzmai also belongs to the Adai. The fact that he's holding himself also belongs to the Adai. So he can't grab himself, Lassi Sidei Shemayim, and grab himself free. Because he's not grabbing himself only Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi. Since in Dinei Adam he's still an Eved, if he finds a Metziah and picks it up, it belongs to the Adai. So in Dinei Adam, when he's grabbing himself, he's only grabbing himself for his Adai. There's no Metziah that he can grab himself once he sees Dei Shemai.
What? Same second he goes deaf.
But when he goes deaf, in Dinei Adam, he's still considered to be an Eved. So whatever he's holding, how can he grab himself b'dinei shemayim? When he's grabbing himself, his hand in dinei bezdin is his hand is the hand of the rabbi. So we ask, plus he's the shemayim will be to free him. So let him grab himself, and then even b'dinei adam will be free. No, but b'dinei adam he can't grab himself because his hand is yad rabbi. Until the adam comes and frees him, plus he's the shemayim, he remains an eved. So Kozman is an Eved, he can't grab himself, he can't be tight as himself. If you and I are fighting over an object, so Sheikh, I could, and if the din is you have to pay, give it to me, Lassi Zidei Shemayim, so I could grab it and run, I grabbed it. But an Eved can't grab himself, because he had Eved, he had Rabbi, whatever he grabs, he's still himself. So it doesn't help. Suffolk. So he's not, so I myself have a right, leave it the way it was yesterday. And the way it was before he grabbed himself, he was an Eved, so remain an Eved. It's a suffix if he grabbed himself. B'dinei Shemayim. Okay, but B'dinei Adam, he's still an Eved. B'dinei Adam, he's still an Eved. B'dinei Shemayim, maybe he could be typhus himself. B'dinei Adam, he's still an Eved. So that means he can't be typhus himself. How does he types himself? In what way? If he's being types himself has to help the Dinei Bezdin. So this is the Ktzais Yisayid, which the stipler uses to explain the answer Shar Melech Kasha. And I'm guessing that it's a Yisayid that will come up again whenever we talk about him ever going free after Taifas Ba'atzma, he's going to have to shtim. He's going to have to fit with this Yisayid that yet ever Tiyad Rabbah.
It doesn't answer why I don't have
to free him. It doesn't seem to answer the first question. Why don't I have to free Rosh Yisrael? It seems to only answer the second question. Let's see the next verse. Tana Rabba. He called Alenai the Kasa. Ashinai the Nadida. He loosened his tooth. Or he diminished his ability to see. In Yachal Ishtavish Ben Ashav, Ein Eve Yaisim El Mechelis, Lav Eve Yaisim El Mechelis. So what are we saying? He has to knock out the tooth totally. Not just to Nadida. Tanya Yida. How is she saying the kuhuya v'sama shina neduda v'yipila? In Yachol Ishtamish ben Kvar, Eve Yisrael v'lechayus, and not Eve Yisrael v'lechayus. If he could use it a little bit, and you knock it out, then he goes free. Which seems to be the same idea, just followed through. The first idea was, if you loosen his tooth, he remains in Eve. If he could use it. The second thing is that if he has a loosened tooth, and you knock it out, then he goes free. Bitzricha, we talk in Ebo. The Yashmi Nakamayz Mishun Mekar in the Huraberia. In the beginning, he was a normal person. Vashavar Kisha, so that you don't go out. Avalachim Mekar Nami Nuruk Kisha, Imalai. But maybe the star Nuruk Kisha can't go free at all because of this Ayin or Shane. The Yashmi Nahamishun the Sam El Gamri. Maybe the second case because he ended up totally blind. Avalachim Blay Sam El Gamri, Imalai, Tzricha. Tan Rabban. Harry Shahaya Rabbi Raisa, interesting case. His Adam is a doctor. He said, please treat my eye. The summer, and a doctor, it happens. A doctor does something, he made a wrong move, and he blinded him. He told him to fix his teeth, and he ruined the tooth. He laughs at the Adam and he goes free. His Adam was doing him a favor, he was fixing his tooth. And because of that, he goes free. That's the sheet of the Tanakhama. Rav Shimon Gamliel, no. V'shichasa achi iskaven l'shachasa. Shimon Gamliel holds that you have to be, that a davar she'ein miskaven is pati. Holds that we all love a shas, Rav Shimon Shita. So Shimon Gamliel here holds the same thing, that you need to be mechaven l'shachasa. A doctor is pater. What did it start in here? Svaru of Zersakasuf. Svaru, what would you say? The dentist is working on his tooth, he knocks it out. What would you say? Happy Svaru. Huh? Svaru is that your potter? Svaru is that your potter? Do you have to pay? Do you have to pay if the dentist is working on someone's tooth? He makes a mistake. Lu Yitzuri is Maidah. Probably won't happen. But let's say he's working on someone's tooth. He says, I made a mistake, you know, the drill slipped and I drilled too far and I ruined your tooth. Does David have to pay? What's it doing? It's potter. Huh? It's also a doctor. By Magalus, the doctor is also potter. Ba'orma, Chechver Ba'orma, potter, right? It's an interesting thing. We find in Halacha by doctors a chilek between einshim and tashlumim. When anything has to do with an einish, a doctor's potter. If a doctor tries to heal someone, and by mistake he kills him, he's potter. He doesn't have to go to galus. The Ramban writes, a doctor will say, Mali Litzara Azais, why should I become a brain surgeon? Every brain surgeon, he can do 1,000 surgeries, he's going to kill somebody. He says, no, the Rabbi Shalom wants you to try to heal him. If a mistake will happen, it's going to happen. That's the job of a rifle. A rifle does his best that he could, then he makes it, and something goes wrong. So he did a mitzvah, even if he killed a person. When it comes to Ayin Shim, he's potter. I mean, Avadi, he doesn't get killed. He goes amazing, but you think he goes to Golos. He did surgery, and something slipped, and something went wrong. So the Pasuk says, it says, Ba'arma, that you did it with bad intentions. The Torah patterns somebody who did it with a good intention. The same thing that's well known, the Gemara Sanhedrin, that a son who's healing his father and he causes a hezek, He doesn't have a din of chayvul ba'aviv. Chayvul ba'aviv is chayv nisa. Let's say somebody is pulls out a splinter from his father and the melech bleeds. He's potter. You tell people don't do it because you may do something that you don't have to do. But in that din, he's potter. In einshim, a reifei has peturim. But in tashlumin, when it comes to paying, any financial payment, he has to pay. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the same parak, says, Shliach Bezdin, who was giving Malkus, and he hit one too many, so he has to pay. Bezdin said, Hakei, and they say they don't hit one too many. So even though he did it, Api Bezdin, but he did one too many, he has to pay. And what? For money, you could say Malitzar is nice if you want. The same thing with a doctor. There's a Tesefta of a Kama that says a Reifei Uman that did damage, he has to pay. He has to pay for what he did. So when it comes to Tashlumin, the doctor, if he did more than he was supposed to do, he has to pay. If a when it comes to Aichim, if he did more than he was supposed to do, he's potter. Zokter Agachav. What is the machlokes here between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim? If a reifei by an eved has to pay or not, the machlokes is this ein shim, is this tashlumin? Why does an eved go free when you knock out a shem v'ayin? If you put it in the category of ein shim, then you're potter. If it's an einish because you did a terrible thing, you slugged your eved. So then the doctor's potter. He didn't do a terrible thing. He was trying to heal him. If it's like we called it the other day, reimbursing the eved. If going free to shame the ayin is reimbursing him, so then over here you have to reimburse the reifei that he did more than he was supposed to do by mistake. He has to pay tashlum. So that the Ragachava says this machlokes between Rosh Hashanah and the Chachamim. If you have to pay, if a doctor who's magic has to pay. This is Yana Claire that we had the other day. We cleared the other day. What Shem V'ayim? Is it an Oynish for the Zadei Maisav? Or is it Tashlumin for the what the Eved lost? Zabdi Ragachov, and that's the Machlaikis here between these two Tanoim, the Chachamim and Shem Gamliel. The Chachamim will say you're Potter, the Chachamim wants to say which way? Chayiv. The Chachamim holds it's a Tashlumin. Shem Gamliel says you're Potter holds it's a it's ancient. What? It's the Megala. You could talk to learn it's an Einish or a thing. So he's learning the Rebbe is Megala then. She's Gamla Shachasar. It has to be Vashichasar. It has to be a Maisa Zadai. Vashichasar. This is the way the Ragachava learns. Now, the other day, I told you from the same Ragachava, he's telling Machlaikas Rishayim. So the Rishayim will have to stand. If you hold it, telling Machlaikas Tanoim. We'll have to stim with the two mahalchim, but al kapanim he's tailed. And interesting, he has a nafkamina. If you are maka, he says the Ragachava says that if you hit your own evet, pachas mishava pruta, do you get malchus? Let me just review. The other day, I spoke out the Rambam. The Rambam says, Hamake Eved Chaveiroi, Hakar Pachas Meshava Pruta, Mishayev Malkus. If you hit him a Hakar more than Shava Pruta, you pay. So, Mishamishach, Sata Machayev, Leviat Machayev, you don't get Malkus. But if you hit him Pachas Meshava Pruta, by an Eved Chaveiroi, you Chayev Malkus. So, what was the Beseis's Kasha? Says if he asked, why not Eved Atzmai? Why say Eved Chaveiroi? Even your own Eved. That was the Beis Yosef's kasha. So I spoke out the other day, the Bach Teretz, and the Gross Teretz. The Ragachava says, no, this depends if you're Makach, or your Eved, Pachas Meshava Pruta, do you get Malkus? If you learn that the Aveira of hitting your Eved is an Aveira of the Zodi Maisim, you're not allowed to hit an Eved just like you're not allowed to hit anybody else. enough inami, then Pachs Mishav put, you should get Malkus. But if you learn the parsha of Shen Va'ayin, it's a parsha of reimbursing, so Torah is only Megala that you have to reimburse in heaven. There's no chiyuv at all for Pachs Mishav put. Now, I just explained this Ragachava. The Ragachava is really mechaven to what the Taz says. The Taz is a simon, a tough cuff, sivkot and beis. The chiddush of the Taz, I saw in the Michas Chinuch, he says the same thing. The Taz and the Michas Chinuch hold that you're allowed to hit your eved, the chatchila. Not like the Bach and the Gra that I spoke at the other day in the Beis Yosef. Who holds it? The chiyam a katzel a katzel. Beis Yosef, the Bach and the Gra hold that if someone hits his own eved, it's chayiv malchus. And the Bach and Gra said not only pachas mishava pruta, but if you mazikim shava pruta, whatever you do to your own eved, you chayiv malchus no matter what. The Taz says the reverse. The Taz says, you know why the Rambam didn't say eved chaveirai? The Taz hold ki kasbayhu. You're allowed to hit your eved. You're not allowed to hit him ha'akar she'esh bekedei lohamis. It says if someone kills his eved, it's chayv misa. But it says in yoymo yomayim, what's the pasuk? Yoymo yomayim yokum. So they're missing one word. Kikas b'yu. It says if yoymo yomayim is going to remain, if he's going to remain alive for 2 days after you kill him, for more than 24 hours. So then, kikaspayu, your partner. You're not chayiv for killing your eved. Kikaspayu, because it's your money. It's the only chayiv you can look it up. It's partner, it's after Yisrael. It's what you're doing. It was right before Shem. Right after Shem. So kikaspayu, it says. The pasuk ends with the word kikaspayu. What does it mean, kikaspayu? This is your money. That's why you're not chayiv if you kill him. If you kill him, he dies right away. The person's chayav nisa. What's the pasuk? Yama yamay. Yama. Doesn't say yamay. Well, you can't kikas by you. Okay. If yama yamay yamay, if you hit him and he doesn't die right away, and the etzem it wasn't such a hakar sheish bekdelam, and 2 days later he gets him, well, you can. He doesn't. There's no nakama. There's no einish. Kikas by you because he's yours. So the Taz holds that you're allowed the chatzila to hit an eved. It's your eved, cannot. What? So memela, shein va'ayin. So shein va'ayin is a parsha. If you knock out shein va'ayin, that he goes free. But what the Ragachev is saying is that b'shein va'ayin, you're not chayyeh for the zodei meiser. He's saying that you're not chayyeh for the meiser because the meiser you're allowed to do. The fact that he lost something, so that you have to reimburse him, so that there's a parsha shem ba'ayin. But this is the way, Ravitcher, he doesn't bring the Taz, but he seems to be saying something very similar to what the Taz is saying. If you ever want to look at a Ragachava, anybody who ever looked at Sefnes Paneach knows it's not the type of safe, it's very easy to read. The Ragachava was an absolutely brilliant person. And he wrote things, he just wrote Gemaris. He wrote a list of Aramakot. You see some of his tshuvas. There's a reason they never reprinted the tshuvas at Sefnes Paneach. It's the tshuva, is Binyan Dishaila, he lists six Gemaris and three Tesefdes. Like, he doesn't even, if you would at least list the tshuva sefer, you can look it up. List Gemaris, you're supposed to understand the connection. So if you want, in the Sefnes Paneach ala Torah, Parshas Mishpatim, on this pasuk of Shem Va'ayin, they bring what he wrote on this, which is all Maramakinus. It's printed with all the Maramakinus on the bottom, they bring the Gemara. It takes a certain amount of Harvanya to understand. But after I already sort of harvested through it, if you look at it now, you'll understand the way I sort of pieced together. Some of his Maramakinus I didn't see, I understand the connection. But at least the ones I spoke out over the last 2-3 days, it's all the same Ragachava. It's three paragraphs. It seems he wrote it three times in different, slightly different versions. Each one adds something. And you'll see very bekitzer how he writes it. Let's just finish the Gemara. Rabbanah had shikha samay avdilei. And boy, look at the time. Rabbanah had shikha samay avdilei. Rabbanah had shikha samay avdilei. B'sima ubishu b'me'ah pater. What's the case? He has a shifcha, he's carrying a male child. And what do you do? What's the shaila? He blinded the eved. Who should go free? The uber or the mother? Uber. This is not the mother's eye, I guess. The uber should go free. I would think he do go free. Uber could go free. Uber is not an eved till he's born. Funny case. Well, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, what does Rashi say? Anybody? Rashi? See, Rashi said, why does Rashi say Lahaitzi Ubra for? Why does Rashi say Lahaitzi Ubra? Potter. But it's Gavalai and Cloud. Why does Rashi say Lahaitzi Ubra? And you can say, why else would he be sticking his hands in the that's a good question, but the Mahamakna says that Yichalil Lahaitzi Ubra means, Rashi just saying that he was Kavanu was Lataif. He didn't have a bad kavanah. Like Tosfos says the same thing. There was taki l'tivusa. He didn't need the eye, and he didn't need to do anything bad. He says you could also learn lahaiti ubra that he was mazik the uber after the uber was coming out of it. It was already nekar latzes. Why do you have to say this? Nekar latzes means the child started to the labor procedure started. I don't know if he means it's totally out, because then it's not a rubber anymore. I'll tell you where he's coming from. There's a klal that we've spoken about previous years of Ubi Yerachimai. What do we have? We have someone who saw this. I don't know. Oh, by Speksaker, we talked about Ubi Yerachimai and Avtes. Right? What was this Speksaker I kept using as an example? Huh? Right? Eishas Kayin, right? We had it 100 times. Example. Eishas Kayin, Uberes. She's allowed to go to the cemetery. So we had a spek sfeikah. Maybe the child is a zafar, maybe it's in a kever. If it's in a kever, she's allowed to go to the cemetery. It's not for that. And then a second suffix, maybe the child is going to be napil. Maybe the child will never be born. Maybe it's not a viable child. So it was a spek sfeikah. So we spoke then about ubi yerechimai. That was the sasetis kashin. Right? Then ubi yerechimai. Every uber is a part of the mother. So some sefer said, what's the problem with the Eishes Kaimu Beres going to the cemetery? It's like a male child in the mother's womb, but right now it's in the cave, it's part of the mother. The Amakni is the same kasha here. He asks, this baby is a part of the mother. The Uber is a part of the mother, Uber Yerech Imai. So if Uber Yerech Imai, what's the Shakla Vataria here? Uber Yerech Imai. So what do you mean? What's to have a mean that the Uber goes free? The Uber is not someone who could go free. The Uber is one aver of the mother. Either the mother goes free or the mother doesn't go free. Make up your mind. The Uber is like a yerech of the mother. You can say the mother has within her a baby, she has within her a kidney. You say the kidney goes free, it doesn't make any sense. It's just a yerech of the mother. So, in Lagabi the mother, it's not a mum shabagolim, Machinani, certainly not. Lagabi the mother is not a mum shabagolim, so it should be pashit then. Kiveg's son, yes, the funny kasha we had, right? Right. What do you remember from? I mentioned earlier, yeah. So we had over here, I feel like I mentioned Kiveg's strange kasha to his son, that how could a man be boiled his wife when she's pregnant, if she's carrying a daughter, he's being boiled his daughter. That was Rabbi Kiveg's. He bought the Tzarchian, right? He didn't answer it. Whenever I tell someone this, they say it can't be. Right? Yes, a kasha, if. Based on the Gemara. The Gemara says that if you have an animal, if somebody's mirabeya an animal that's pregnant, you're mirabeya side the animal and side the uber. They both have a din of a behemoth that's meruba. So the Kibega, yes, someone's boiled the mother who's pregnant, he's being boiled the daughter too. Strange question we have. If you look at the bad child, alright, we'll get into that now. But the question is in our Gemara. The first Hamakna, Ubi Yerechimai, what's going on in this Gemara? He says, Ulai, he says, Efshir, that's what Rashi meant, that the baby was already coming out. There's a concept of Nekar Lotzeis. That means when the baby, I don't know medically exactly at what point, doesn't have to be physically out of the mother's body. It's already passing through the canal, the vaginal canal that it goes out of. So it's already on the way out. So it still could be called an Uber, I guess. It's not out yet. But at that point, there's no Ubi Erechimai when it's Nekar Lotzeis. So maybe that's Rashi's Kavanah. Otherwise, he says he doesn't understand. Ubi Erechimai, what's what happened, you know, that the Uber goes free. So, either Shukul Tzachsa Loi Darish. Amr Rav Sheshes, Hari Shoysa, Eime Samuya V'chatzata, Eved Yoitzvam V'cheiris, Eitama M'chusa Eberu. If you make someone a M'chusa Eberu, he also goes free. The Tanatuna, Naraya, Tamas V'sachis Beheime, Tamas V'sachis Ba'eifais, Yochul, Yav Shagafa, Nikta Rad V'sa Eina, Tamal Leib and Eif, Eif, Eif. There's a klal in Kachim that the Mumin don't passel an Eif, unless it's M'chusa Eber. Amr Chia Barashi, Amr Rav, Oh, so this needs a husband. I wanted to run to the two dots. But this last thing needs a husband, no? If somebody has an extra finger, and someone cuts it off, he did him a taiva or he did him an avla? Depends if it hurts, no? What? He gained anything, he became normal. He healed him. Till now he's possible, he's a kain, he's a balmum, he can't do avaida. He healed him. What? Oh, so that shot, that's what someone suggested to me. Shadi Kamari is Haiminayamaftis. Which finger is the extra finger? So maybe you didn't cut off the extra finger, you cut off the Ica finger. But then it's an Afkamina Ladina. If it's clear which is the extra finger, then it'll be different. I will come back to it in Yitzhashem tomorrow.